We do.
Okay. And we have one comment, so we'll open.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to begin a meeting. I have requests to speak for Ms. Lynn Groff.
We're not going to do the pledge?
Oh, that's before the open session. We're going into closed session right now. It will be done at 7 p.m.
Okay.
when everybody's here.
Okay.
This is just our pre-meeting,
so
the closed
you guys
session.
Provide these on video too, the comments or no?
The comments are audio tape. We don't have the videographer isn't here at this time because it's several hours before the meeting, so they come for the open session.
Okay. All right. Whenever.
Okay. Once you start.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you for allowing these sessions to have the comments because for me, it's important. I wish that we had more community here. I am a parent who is no longer with kids in school. They graduated, just my last one last year. But I believe that in the future, my involvement is very important, as anybody's parents, because my children may have children one day that are part of the district system. And I think it's important to know what's going on in the community. That being said, I'm also a big believer in just transparency and communication, which is what my public comment is about. I am addressing just the follow-up, some requests for clarity on the situation of the Barker School teacher that, you know, somebody who she knows felt it was pertinent enough to post what she said about why the flag was, in her words, half-mast. It was actually supposed to be half-staff. So first off, for me, to know you're a fourth grade teacher, you don't know what the difference is of a flag being flown properly at half staff. You should know that meaning. Now, she was clearly heated. Her upset was that the flag was being flown half staff because it was for a nation in mourning, but she did not like it coming from the president, who it's clear she doesn't like who the president is, and that's fine. Many people don't. It's the principles over personalities. Long and short, it's been 27 days since the incident involving Allison Meyer on September 10th, and as a concerned community member, I would appreciate an update regarding the status of the matter and the steps that have to be taken by the district since it was brought to everybody's attention in our community. Transparency and accountability are essential to maintaining the trust between the district and the community and every parent who's part of that, past and present and future. Please outline which sections of the education code the district is following in addressing the situation and provide the rationale behind those procedures. Understanding the process and the timeline would help all in the community to be informed and to know that confidently the matter is being handled appropriately and in alignment with our district policies and the state law. So I just want to thank you, you know, for understanding that I think these things need to be made like a public comment, and our social media is so big nowadays, and I think a lot of us were looking to know what's going on. So with that, I will yield.
Thank you. Any other requests to speak?
I'm here during the public comment time is till 5:05.
No, it had to submit it before.
I'm here. I made a good faith effort to get here. It seems fair and reasonable.
You're not even indicating which.
I said public closed session. This is the only closed session.
There are three different topics under the closed session.
Well,
you need to specify
you'll have a chance to address the board again at 7:00. Then we'll be here at 7:00.
Yeah, but you're taking away my ability to speak to the board on an urgent matter. And so,
we have regulation.
Okay, I was here before she finished speaking.
But not before we started.
Well, the traffic was heavy. But the other point is you folks should, well, if you want to know which topic it is, it's dealing with the litigation.
That beside the point. It had nothing to do with the content.
Or the employee to dismissal.
It had
or
to do with comply with the regulation that we have in front of us. If we open the door, we open the door to everyone. That will be
here before she finished.
But Mr. Dibbs, you know, as in the regular meetings, that and it says here before the start of the meeting. So this would be the start of the closed session or before
you know,
the start
I think you folks need are fair-minded people generally. I think it would be I got tied up in traffic. I couldn't control the traffic, but I'm just saying in reasonableness and in fairness, it's important that the board hear from the community. And rather than trying to come up with a reason or reasons to deny people to speak, you should err on the other side and allow me to address the board for 3 minutes.
Let me consult with the board. Can I have do I have a consent to speak? Anyone would agree with it, let him speak?
I'm okay with it.
Table it?
No, I'm okay.
Are you okay
with
it? Yeah. Okay, so that one vote. Anyone else? All right, so it's Rocco?
As long as it's in line with the topic.
Okay, all right, so now we'll go along with it.
So future, you do need to come.
Okay,
we don't want it to happen every time.
I agree. Thank you.
We have a consent to.
Thank
to
you for accommodating the request.
All right, we're going to start the clock now.
Okay, thank you for letting me speak to you this afternoon. First off, before I forget, I would encourage this board to record the study sessions because not everybody can be here. Now, with regard to the topic on the closed session and it doesn't say on there, I wish it did, but if you do have litigation or personnel issues, it would be nice to if you could identify it like the city of Garden Grove does. They'll at least put the case number or what the case is about or who it's against. But I want to address what the previous speaker, Lynn, had to say. I assume that the dismissal of the employee or taking up the issue of the employee at Barker, the teacher at Barker Elementary School, I'm assuming that that's what this is about. If I'm wrong, you know, correct me. But we have a First Amendment right in this country, and the First Amendment is being eroded day by day in different ways. And I don't want to see this district be part of the erosion of the First Amendment. I don't agree with what everybody says or posts on social media or what they say in public or what they say in private. But I agree that everyone has a right to say it without fear of retaliation or negative consequences. Now, I've seen the post. It went. She gave it to her friends in a closed group. One of those people leaked it. The issue is, does somebody have the right, when they work for the district, to be able to express personal views to a group of personal friends or family without having it turn into a retaliatory action by the school district? She did not criticize the school district directly. She was referring to the president saying it's unfortunate, you know, that she didn't like the flag at half staff or half mast. But the issue is the First Amendment here, that I don't think that GGUSD should be complicit or going along with the erosion, because what happens is people then, if there's retaliation, then it chills the First Amendment. It means that people aren't going to be free to speak their mind. She spoke or wrote something privately as a private citizen, not representing the district. Yes, she works. You mentioned she works in the district, but she spoke privately, and that shouldn't be used as to chill our First Amendment right. Again, I don't agree with necessarily what she said or how she said it, but she has the right to say it without retaliation. So that's my main thing, that you would consider defending the First Amendment that you're sworn to uphold. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other requests to speak?
No, there are none.
Thank you. We adjourn the meeting and go into the closed session now.